Well, as far as cedar goes, you know, it's people used to build cedar chests to keep things free from moths and bugs. So, and it works. As a contractor, I've worked in homes that had cedar-lined closets where the people would take, you know, a quarter-inch cedar panels and kind of like OSB, only made of cedar, and, you know, fully line the interior of closets and what have you. And it just, it keeps out, as far as I know, you know, all things crawling and flying and what have you. I've never really had a problem since I started using it. You know, I used to always put down chemicals and what have you, and then one year I didn't get as much down, you know, I didn't get it down soon enough. And, you know, you see the occasional bug in the house, and I'm that guy that doesn't want bugs in the house. And, but it does, cedar is known for, you know, insecticide properties just by its own nature. So, like I say, it's about $6 for 3 cubic foot bags as opposed to $2, you know, when it's on sale. But, so it's maybe 50% more expensive, but, you know, you put down, you know, $40 worth of insecticide on the ground, and then the pets are running in it, the dogs, you know, they lick their feet and, you know, whatnot. So I just figured, let's try the cedar. And we'll see. We've had it for a couple of years, and we'll see how it works out again this year. KF8FGS, back to you, KE8RUH.
That's cool. That's interesting. I'll think about doing that maybe next year. I put down a good load last year, so I just really need to do some fill-in and freshen it up. I don't really need to do a full overhaul, so maybe next year when I do a full overhaul, I'll pull a bunch of chips out and start fresh, which probably wouldn't be a bad idea anyways. It's about time to really get down to the dirt, put down new weed barrier, and start over. So maybe next year that'll be my plan.